Easter celebrations in Jerusalem began with a sunrise service at the Garden Tomb as pilgrims from around the world sang hymns of the resurrection. The garden and ancient tomb carved into a rock are reminiscent of biblical accounts of the place where Jesus was buried. The faithful faced the empty tomb and proclaimed, "The Lord is risen." Alex Wheatley came from California in the United States.
I definitely got just a reconfirmation of things I already knew in my heart, that Jesus Christ lives and that he's my Savior and Redeemer.
A few hours later, Mass was celebrated at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, believed to be the site where Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead. Fragrant incense rose above the ancient stone tomb of Jesus into a golden rotunda. It depicts a burst of light symbolizing the glory of the resurrection. Tae-woo Kaz from Seoul, South Korea.
Well, as a Christian, it's a great honor to be here, especially as on an Easter day. And all the Christians in Korea dreamt about coming here on an Easter day, and I'm lucky to be here. It's great.
For Catholics, Easter has been overshadowed by sex abuse scandals in the church and accusations Pope Benedict did not do enough to discipline priests who abused children. But Frank Law of Sydney, Australia, said the scandal is mostly hype by the media.
There are people who will sin in any community. We have to forgive those who sin. It's got nothing to do with the Pope. He's tried to forgive people for what they've done wrong. And this is what he's been criticized for.
It was a big turnout as Eastern Orthodox and Western churches celebrated Easter on the same day for the first time in years. And tourism is booming thanks to a lull in violence. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.